Listening Exam 6, Part 2.
When travelling for pleasure, many of us prefer to leave behind the stress of traffic jams that the car involves or the frequent nerves and delays associated with flying. A good alternative option is the train, which is often as fast or faster, inexpensive, and has the added advantage of you being able to sit back, enjoy the passing views, or simply read a book about your next destination. On our travel update today, we've invited one of our reporters, Sam Barnsley, to give us some tips after a few train journeys he's recently done from the UK to other European cities. First of all, Sam, is it fairly easy to travel through Europe by train these days?
Yes, it is. And there are so many different options and offers now that you can pretty much plan a trip with anything in mind, from a cultural visit to shopping, nightlife, or buying gifts in Christmas markets. High-speed trains are making everything so much more convenient.
OK, well, we'll ask you for a few city recommendations later. But what about getting your tickets? Is it straightforward?
If I'm honest, this is still a bit of a problem if you're trying to book through several railway companies at a time, despite the fact that many have made an effort to improve their online ticket systems. It's quite tricky to choose which company to book with, and sometimes the prices and the distances don't seem to make much sense. My advice is to book as early as you can because, like the budget airlines, it's always cheaper. There are some fantastic deals. You can get from Berlin to London for as little as £80 if you reserve in advance.
So your advice is to shop around and really check out all the different companies' offers and links on the internet first. What about some of the places you visited?
One of the best was the train to Antwerp. It takes just under 3 hours from London and costs around £60. You can have a great night out in the city because it's got a huge student population, and as Belgium's fashion capital, it's great for shopping as well. Another good destination for culture is Amsterdam. A return ticket from St Pancras, London, can cost as little as £90, and when the high-speed train between Brussels and Amsterdam starts working this year, it will only take about 4 hours to get there. What more could you ask for if you hate flying?